WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There is a good deal of debate about what causes a cold air funnel, and research is still ongoing. However, the term cold air funnel is generally used by meteorologists to identify funnel clouds that are not produced by a mesocyclone and are not in an environment typically associated with severe thunderstorms. While all funnel clouds are the same, the overall weather pattern in which they form may be different, but the mechanism for producing the funnel, namely increasing cyclonic or counterclockwise rotation, is the same and involves the vertical stretching of vorticity. Vorticity can be thought of as the amount of spin inherent in the atmosphere produced by wind shear. As cyclonic vorticity or rotation is stretched vertically, the area of rotation decreases, so the speed of rotation must increase to compensate. Thus, the example of an ice skater pulling in their arms and legs to increase their rotation. Cold air funnels seem to form in an environment when there is large-scale cyclonic rotation associated with a large, slow-moving, closed low in the upper atmosphere. Since these lows have been circulating in the atmosphere for a long time compared with the time scale of severe thunderstorms, they stir the air and generate smaller-scale rotation, providing a vorticity-rich environment. These lows also have a cold pool of air associated with them, resulting in unstable conditions for weak thunderstorms to form. This is why the term cold air funnel got its origin. The fact that there is cold air aloft does not govern how these funnels form. It only provides the instability for thunderstorms to form. Based on observations over years, cold air funnels may form in the growth stage of weak thunderstorms as the updraft stretches pre-existing smaller-scale vortices within the vorticity-rich air mass, causing an increase in rotation and the formation of a funnel. Cold air funnels are generally weak, short-lived, and usually do not touch down. One of the reasons that they do not touch down and by definition become a tornado may be that there is little rainfall associated with these storms to produce a downdraft in order to generate a low-level circulation. So, there you have it, a circulation with a cold bias. If you have a question, send it to question@weatherbrains.com.